All right. So I got a question for you guys this morning. How many of you like to eat vegetables? One, two, three, four, five. Wow, this is actually pretty great. Look at that. They like to eat vegetables. Good job. So I know most of you probably like to eat junk food too, like candy, chips, all that sort of stuff. Raise your hands if you like that stuff. All right, everybody. Okay, that's what I expected. So when we eat healthy food and we eat junk food, no matter what we eat, what do we get from it? We get some sort of energy. We get calories and carbs, and it gives us energy to do things throughout the day. So when we eat stuff like that, sometimes we feel good, sometimes we feel bad. But we need to eat all the time. We need to eat every day, three times a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Sometimes we have snacks, sometimes we have a snack before we go to bed, if you're like me. But we need to eat all the time, because really, we can't eat for the entire week in one day. Could you imagine that? You wake up Monday morning and you shovel all your food for the whole week. No, it doesn't work that way, does it? You'd feel pretty gross after that. But if we don't eat, we don't have energy. Now, some of you probably sometimes skip breakfast. I know I do if I'm busy, right? So if you do that, then you feel tired, you feel hungry, and you feel angry because you're so hungry. And that happens to me sometimes too. But there is something that happened once and for all that we don't need to do anything for. Jesus feeds us his flesh and his blood, and he is our bread of life. We don't do anything to do that. Jesus died for our sins and continually feeds and strengthens us, both through the Lord's Supper and through our baptism and through his mighty works, because he loves us. Because of his grace, we don't have to do sacrifices ourselves, and we don't have to do anything to obtain our salvation, because he's done it all for us. Will you guys pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for coming to earth, and thank you for being our bread of life. Keep us in you and fill us with your Holy Spirit today and always. Amen.